There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Stay one step ahead with Dubai Eye.
Download the IRN News Centre app now.
Very pleased to be welcoming engineer Salem Al-Mari on the line joining us. He is the Assistant Director General for Science and Technology Affairs at the Mohammed bin Rashid Space Centre. Salem, it's very good to have you back on.
Hi, Tim. Good afternoon.
Good to have you with us. So this is a big event for you guys, isn't it? Because essentially your exhibit, if you like, you're showcasing the Mars mission, the Emirates Mars mission's Hope Probe for the first time. What's the reaction been like today?
Oh, it's been very unique and amazing. I think, you know, when you actually come to our stand and you see about a 3 meter high satellite with its solar panels wide open, and, you know, it's about 7 meters in width, you see something that size and you think, wow, that's going to be sent to Mars. I think people are very, you know, they're, first of all, they see it, they're quite surprised. Then we give them some details about all the technical aspects of the satellite and they're very impressed.
It's interesting that, isn't it? Because once you see a satellite, all of a sudden, I suppose it kind of crystallizes attention and people think, well, look, this is really happening now. It becomes something tangible, doesn't it?
Exactly. I think that's what we've seen. You know, that's the first reaction we've seen, that, you know, wow, you guys are really doing this. And it's getting close to that 2020 time frame, and that's only 3 years away. And we've got to get this, you know, this probe ready. We've got to prepare for launch by July 2020. And, you know, we can't make any mistakes. So when they see it there, they think, okay, you guys are really bang on schedule. And that's something that we're very happy to showcase here at the Airship.
Okay, so we know it's going to launch in July 2020. What will the probe investigate? What's it going to be looking at?
Well, the main purpose of the MS Mars mission, the Hope Probe, is basically to study the atmosphere of Mars. And what it would do is give a whole daily view of what that atmosphere looks like from a lower to mid to upper atmosphere, and why that atmosphere has, you know, become what it is. It's a very thin atmosphere. It doesn't have much oxygen in it. And what happened to that atmosphere? So, you know, all of the different instruments that we have are going to tell us why the atmosphere is like that and give us, for the first time, really a daily view of what Martian atmosphere looks like.
It's a really good place, I guess, something like the air show, to be able to spread the word, to be able to show off the probe for the first time. It's a good place for networking. I'm guessing, Salem, it's a good place to work on the fact that you're going to be hosting, or hope to host, the International Astronautical Congress in 2020. There's an awful lot that you can get done in a few days of air show.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's one other thing that we're focusing on, as well as, you know, our successful bid to host the International Aeronautical Congress, which is the biggest event of its kind for space. And we've been, you know, educating people that 2020 is going to be a big year for the UAE. We've got the Congress, we've got Expo, and then we've got Mars by Mars. So an exciting year. We can't wait for it.
It should be, shouldn't it? Salem Al-Mari is Assistant Director General for Science and Technology Affairs at the Mohammed bin Rashid Space Centre. Busy at the air show. Appreciate your time. I know we caught you a little bit on the hop today, but Salem, good to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.